We then ask, how likely is it that these pathways will not be interrupted on a scale of 1 to 10? If the failure pathway, once initiated, is not interrupted, the potential failure mode will become an actual failure. We use various quality assurance and control strategies in an attempt to eliminate the propagation of errors. Detectability is a measure of how effective we believe these strategies to be. The higher the number, the less effective the strategy. As with occurrence, we have to make our best judgment as to what numbers for detectability to choose. To bring the example on this slide to life, if we routinely check for a map when we get into our car, the detectability number would be much lower than the 7 we have used here. In that case, the number would reflect the chance that, for some reason, such as being in a hurry, occasionally we forget to check for the map. For the purposes of this illustration, it's reasonable to assume that we are much less likely to be aware of a detour somewhere on our way to work than realizing where the meeting is taking place, having just read the agenda before leaving home. The assignment of D, or detectability values, can cause confusion. A high detectability value signifies that the pathway is unlikely to be interrupted. A high occurrence value means that the failure pathway is likely to be initiated, but, in contrast, a high detectability value means that the pathway is not likely to be interrupted.